This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to deliver feedback to someone who gets angry or emotional every time. A practical system for giving honest feedback without the fallout.
In short,
after reading this, you will know how to prepare for and deliver honest feedback to someone who reacts with anger or emotion, without losing the message or the relationship.
Prepare a specific script before you speak so you're not searching for words under pressure.
Focus on observable behavior and its impact, never on personality or motive. Stay steady when they react. Your calm is the anchor the conversation needs. Definition: delivering feedback emotionally means giving clear, honest performance or behavioral feedback to a person who regularly responds with anger, tears, or defensiveness. Using a structured approach that keeps the conversation productive despite strong emotional reactions.
You have a team member who needs to hear something. You know it. They need to know it. But every time you have tried before, it has ended badly.
Raised voices, tears, a long silence, or 3 days of tension in the office.
So you wait. You tell yourself the timing is not right, and the problem gets worse.
This is one of the most common reasons managers and colleagues avoid giving feedback at all.
It is not that they do not care. It is that they lack a system for how to deliver feedback emotionally without igniting a fire.
They go in with good intentions and no structure. And when the other person reacts, they freeze, retreat, or fight back. The real difficulty is not the other person's emotions. It is your own preparation, or the lack of it.
Without a clear method, you're improvising under pressure, and that is a fight you will lose.
In this guide, you will get a clear, practical process for feedback skills that you can use immediately. If you want to understand what psychological safety has to do with this dynamic, what is psychological safety, and how it drives team synergy is worth reading first. Why giving feedback to emotional people is harder than it looks. Knowing that feedback matters is not the same as being able to give it well when someone's face is flushing red in front of you.
There is a real gap between intention and execution.
Most people have felt it, and most people quietly blame themselves for not handling it better.
Here is what actually makes this hard. You are managing two conversations at once. You are trying to deliver a clear message while also monitoring the other person's emotional state, adjusting your tone, and keeping yourself composed.
That is a serious cognitive load, and it catches most people off guard. The reaction triggers something in you. Anger directed at you activates your own stress response.
Tears can make you feel cruel. Either way, your instinct is to stop, soften, or backtrack, which usually makes things worse. You have no script.
When you have not prepared exact language, you fill the silence with whatever comes to mind. That is often when the imprecise phrase slips out and becomes the thing they remember.
Past attempts have gone badly. If this person has reacted emotionally before, you're already bracing for impact before you even begin.
That tension bleeds into your tone.
The fear of damaging the relationship holds you back.
Giving difficult feedback feels like a risk to something you value.
So you soften the message until it disappears entirely. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. The foundation. What you need before you start. Before you begin, there are three things that need to be clear. Number one, your intention must be genuine. If you are going in to win an argument or release frustration, this process will not help you.
Feedback that is meant to help and feedback that is meant to punish feel different to the person receiving it. Check your own motive before you open your mouth. Ask yourself, am I trying to improve something or am I trying to be right?
Number two, you need one clear, specific message.
Vague feedback is useless and it is dangerous with someone who reacts emotionally.
If you go in with a cloud of concerns, they will latch onto the one that stings most and the rest will be lost.
Know exactly what you want to say before you say it.
One behavior. One impact.
One request.
Number three.
You need to choose the right conditions. Timing and privacy matter enormously. Never give this kind of feedback when either of you is already stressed, rushed, or in front of others.
Choose a quiet space, a calm moment, and enough time for the conversation to breathe.
Get these right first. The steps that follow will not work without them.
Step 1.
Write your script before you walk in. Preparation is the difference between a conversation that helps and one that damages.
Most people think they can handle this in the moment. They cannot.
Under emotional pressure, your brain defaults to the easiest path,
which is either backing down or escalating. A prepared script gives you a third option, staying clear. Write down exactly what you want to say before the conversation, not bullet points. Full sentences. Read them aloud at least twice. When the other person reacts, you will have something solid to return to. Write the specific situation you observed, date, context, what happened. Write the exact behaviour you want to address in one sentence. Write the impact that behaviour had on the work, the team, or you. Write your request, what you need to be different going forward. Read the whole script aloud and cut anything that sounds like an accusation. Example script for step 1. On Tuesday afternoon, during the team meeting, you interrupted Sarah 3 times while she was presenting her numbers. The rest of the team stopped contributing after that point, and the discussion ended early. I need you to let people finish before you respond. That is specific, observable, and completely free of character judgments. Contrast that with you always talk over people, and nobody wants to work with you, which is how unprepared feedback often sounds. The script approach is what I cover in depth and say it right every time, because preparation is the single most underrated feedback skill. Once you have your script, you are ready to walk in. Step 2. Open with calm intent, not apology. How you open the conversation sets the emotional temperature for everything that follows. Many people begin feedback conversations with so many softeners that the message never arrives. I hope you do not mind, this is a bit awkward, I might be wrong about this by the time you reach the actual feedback. You have already signalled that you are not sure it is valid. Others open with a burst of directness that sounds like an attack. That triggers the defensive reaction before you have even made your point. Open calmly, briefly, and with clear purpose. State what the conversation is about without drama or apology. Begin with a neutral frame. I want to talk with you about something I observed. Do not apologize for having the conversation. Do not lead with a compliment sandwich. It confuses the message. Make brief, natural eye contact and keep your body language steady. Speak at a slightly slower pace than usual. It signals control without coldness. The tone you want is serious, but kind. Not soft, not sharp, just clear. Your steadiness in this moment is doing more work than your words. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 3. Deliver the feedback using behavior and impact. This is the core of the conversation, and it must be precise. How to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides gives a full breakdown of the situation behavior impact structure, and I recommend it as a companion to this step. The SBI method works especially well with emotionally reactive people because it removes personality judgments entirely. You are not saying who they are. You are describing what happened and what it caused. Deliver the feedback in 3 clear beats: the situation, the behavior, the impact. State the situation, when and where the specific event occurred. State the behavior, what you observed, using observable language, not interpretation. State the impact, what effect that behavior had on the work, team, or outcome. Then stop. Do not add more examples, qualifications, or side comments. Invite a response. I want to hear your perspective on this. Example. Last Thursday, before the client call, you told the junior team that the project brief had changed without checking with me first. The team spent 2 hours reworking their materials, and we had to delay the call. I want to understand what happened from your side. Notice the last sentence. You are not closing the conversation. You are opening it. That invitation matters enormously with someone who tends to feel cornered. How to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it explores this relational dimension in more detail. Step 4. Hold steady when the reaction comes. This is where most feedback conversations fall apart. And this is where your real work begins. When someone gets angry or emotional, the natural impulse is to either retreat, I did not mean it like that, forget it, or push harder, no, I am right, and you need to hear this. Both responses destroy the conversation. What you need instead is steadiness, the ability to stay present without escalating or collapsing. Understand what you are witnessing. What is the amygdala hijack, and how it silently blocks team synergy in high-pressure moments explains the neuroscience behind why people lose access to rational thinking when they feel threatened. Knowing this helps you not take the reaction personally, Lower your voice slightly if they raise theirs. Do not match their volume. Pause for a full breath before you respond. Silence is not weakness. Acknowledge what you are seeing. I can see this is difficult to hear. Do not withdraw the feedback. Simply stay with it, calmly. If the reaction is severe, name it without judgment. Let us take a moment before we continue. You also have the right to pause the conversation entirely. Saying I want to continue this when we are both in a place to hear each other is not avoidance. It is respect for the process. How to respond when a team member reacts defensively to synergy-focused feedback? Give specific language for exactly this moment. Step 5. Listen before you repeat. Once the initial reaction settles, your job changes. Stop delivering. Start listening. Most people treat the feedback session as a one-way transmission. They say the thing, the other person receives it. End of conversation. But with emotionally reactive people, that model does not work. They need to feel heard before they can genuinely absorb what you've said. This is not about agreeing with their reaction. It is about giving them enough space to regulate so the real conversation can happen. Ask one open question. What is your experience of this situation? Listen without interrupting, even if what they say is inaccurate or unfair. Reflect back what you heard. So you felt like you were left without clear direction. Acknowledge what is valid in their perspective without abandoning your point. Then return to your message. I hear that, and I still need to address what happened. Example exchange. They say, you only notice when I do something wrong. You say, I hear that you feel your contributions go unrecognized. That matters, and I want to address it. Right now, though, I need us to focus on this specific situation. The skill here is holding two things at once: genuine acknowledgement and clear direction. The role of emotional intelligence in team synergy explores why this kind of dual awareness is the mark of a skilled communicator. Emotional intelligence in feedback is not about being soft. It is about being precise enough to stay connected while still being direct. Step 6. Agree on what changes next. A feedback conversation without a clear outcome is just a difficult conversation. Before you close, you need agreement on what happens differently. Not a vague "let us try to do better." A specific commitment. This is the step most people skip because by the time you reach it, everyone is tired and relieved the hard part is over. But without this anchor, the conversation fades and the behavior continues. Ask directly. What will you do differently when the situation comes up again? Listen to their answer and make sure it is specific, not general. If their answer is too vague, offer a concrete suggestion and ask if they can commit to it. Write down their agreed action, even informally. It signals that this is real. Set a follow-up. Let us check in on this in 2 weeks. The follow-up point matters more than most people realize. It tells the other person that this is not a one-off conversation. It also gives them something to aim for rather than just something to feel bad about. Step 7. Follow up without hovering. The conversation is not over when you leave the room. What you do in the days after the feedback session determines whether it sticks or fades. If you become distant or overly watchful, the other person will feel monitored and resentful. If you act as though nothing happened, they will wonder whether you meant it. The right balance is warm consistency. Treat them normally, acknowledge progress when you see it, and return to the agreed point if the behavior resurfaces. Check in briefly within 48 hours. How are you feeling after our conversation? Acknowledge any visible effort they make, even small steps in the right direction. If the behavior continues, address it early rather than letting it build again. Do not discuss the feedback with others before you have followed up with them. At the scheduled follow-up, revisit the specific commitment they made. Signs your team's amygdala hijack problem is destroying synergy in real time can help you recognize whether a pattern of emotional reactions is a wider team issue that also needs addressing at the system level. Done well, the follow-up is where trust is built. The feedback session opens the door. The follow-up decides whether they walk through it. Adapting this process for remote and hybrid teams. Delivering feedback across a screen adds a layer of difficulty that most people underestimate. When you are not in the same room, you lose the environmental cues that help regulate emotional conversations: the shared physical space, the ability to read body language fully, the natural pauses that come with proximity. Remote feedback requires more deliberate structure to compensate. Choose video, not messaging. Written feedback is the worst medium for emotionally reactive people. Without tone, timing, and expression, even carefully worded feedback can land as a cold attack. Always use a video call. If your connection is poor, use audio. Never use email or chat for this kind of conversation. Set the context before you begin. At the start of the call, explicitly name what the conversation is about so the other person is not blindsided. Surprise plus screen distance is a difficult combination to manage. A brief message beforehand, "I would like to have a one-on-one today to discuss something specific," gives them a moment to prepare. Build in longer pauses. On a screen, silence feels heavier and your actions are harder to read. Slow the conversation down deliberately. After you deliver the feedback, wait longer than feels natural before you speak again. Give them room to respond without rushing to fill the gap. Close with a written summary. After the call, send a brief, neutral follow-up note confirming what was discussed and agreed. This is not a formal document. It is a clear record that prevents misremembering on both sides. The core process does not change across remote settings. The pacing, the medium, and the follow-up structure simply need more intention. Common mistakes to avoid. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I have made most of them myself. The mistake: softening the message until it disappears. Why it happens: you are trying to protect the relationship and spare their feelings. What to do instead? Keep the core message intact. You can be kind in tone while still being clear in content. Kindness and clarity are not opposites. The mistake: loading in multiple issues at once. Why it happens: you have been storing up concerns and finally have the chance to say them all. What to do instead? Choose one issue per conversation. Multiple concerns overwhelm and give the reactive person too many threads to pull. The mistake: backing down when they push back hard. Why it happens: their anger or tears make you feel you've done something wrong by raising it. What to do instead? Acknowledge the reaction without withdrawing the message. "I hear that this is hard does not mean I was wrong to say it." The mistake: giving feedback in front of others. Why it happens: the moment presents itself and you act on it. What to do instead? Always move the conversation to a private setting. Public feedback is humiliating, and humiliation guarantees a defensive or explosive reaction. The mistake: skipping the follow-up because the conversation went okay. Why it happens: relief. You got through it, and you do not want to reopen anything. What to do instead? Follow up regardless of how the session went. The check-in is what turns a conversation into real change. These are not character flaws. They are gaps in the system. Fix the system. Your practical checklist. Use this checklist before you begin and after each conversation. "I have identified one specific behavior to address, not a general concern. I have written out my key message in full sentences before the meeting. I have chosen a private setting where we will not be interrupted. I have checked my own intention. This is about helping, not venting. I know the specific situation, behavior, and impact I will describe. I have prepared an open question to invite their response. I have a plan for if they become angry or shut down. I'm ready to listen genuinely, not just wait for my turn to speak. I have a clear, specific outcome I want to agree on before we close. I have scheduled a follow-up within 2 weeks." If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You now have a structured process for one of the most avoided conversations in any workplace: giving honest feedback to someone who reacts with anger or emotion every time. Preparation is not optional. Write your script before you walk in and know exactly what you want to say. Base everything on specific behavior and its observable impact. Leave personality out of it entirely. Open calmly and with clear purpose. Apologies and compliment sandwiches dilute the message before it lands. Hold steady when they react. Your composure is the anchor the conversation needs to survive. Listen genuinely after you deliver the message. People cannot absorb feedback until they feel heard. Agree on a specific, concrete change before you close the conversation. Follow up. That is where real change takes root. For your next step, read how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, to see how this kind of feedback, done well, builds rather than damages working relationships. If you want to go deeper on the emotional dynamics at play, the role of emotional intelligence in team synergy will give you a stronger foundation. And if you want word-for-word scripts to support you through these conversations, "Say It Right Every Time" is built exactly for that. The ability to deliver feedback emotionally, with honesty and steadiness intact, is not a gift some people are born with. It is a skill you build, one prepared conversation at a time. Frequently asked questions. How do you deliver feedback to someone who gets angry every time? Prepare a clear, specific script before the conversation. Choose a calm, private setting. Focus on the behavior, not the person. Stay steady if they react and give them space to process. Avoid matching their emotional energy with your own. What is the best way to deliver feedback emotionally without causing conflict? Use a structure built on specific observations rather than judgments. Name the behavior, explain its impact, and invite a response. Keep your tone steady and your language neutral. The goal is clarity, not confrontation, and preparation is what makes that possible. Why do some people get angry or defensive when receiving feedback? Feedback can feel like an attack on identity, especially if someone has never learned to separate their behavior from their sense of self. Fear of judgment, past experiences, and low psychological safety all contribute to defensive or emotional reactions in the workplace. How do you stay calm when giving feedback to an emotional person? Prepare your key points in advance so you are not searching for words under pressure. Take a slow breath before you begin. If the other person escalates, lower your own voice rather than raising it. Staying physically still can also help regulate the mood in the room. How do you deliver feedback emotionally without it becoming personal? Focus entirely on observable behavior and its specific impact on work or the team. Avoid words like always or never. Describe what you saw, not what you think it means about the person. The SBI method, situation behavior impact, is a reliable structure for this. What should you do if someone cries or shuts down during a feedback conversation? Cause. Acknowledge what you are seeing without making it awkward. You might say, "I can see this is hitting hard." Take a moment if you need one. Do not push through at full speed. Give the person space to regulate, then gently continue when they are ready. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.